This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here, kicking off the second hour of the program. On the way, we'll talk a little bit of money with AOC's student loan. She wants the taxpayers to foot the bill. But apparently Joe Biden is saying, nope, we're not going to be withdrawing, or we're not going to be allowing you to get away from those student loans, even though a bunch of liberals thought that they were gonna, that's what they were going to get by electing Joe Biden. He's gone back on a bunch of his promises, just like every president.
I kind of miss being so caught up in the belief system that I genuinely believed the presidents and congressional officials were going to do the things that they promised to do. Or at least that I believed they were going to do. Because, again, I don't think Biden ever actually promised to eradicate student debt.
I bet he hinted at it, though.
Probably.
Yeah, well, I'll see what I can find as far as his original statements. But certainly people believed that that was going to be the case. We can get into that on the way. But first, Gen Z. A lot of them have student loans, I imagine, or just
they're working on it.
Yeah, exactly. And so some of them apparently are frustrated with the whole COVID crackdown situation. And Aria, you wanted to tell us about that.
Yeah, coming to us from The Atlantic, Taylor Robertson wasn't expecting his freshman year of college to end at home. The 21-year-old William and Mary Jr., I assume that's a college, spent most of 2020 away from his campus after classes went remote in March. And like so many other students, found that the virtual format didn't work for him. They also went virtual here in Keene in March of 2020, but they've been having in-person classes ever since, and I'm not aware. I think
they've had a mix. I think you can still opt into a virtual class, last I heard, at least.
That's unfortunate, because I was hoping that it meant most people sort of had this subconscious awareness that maybe, just maybe, society overreacted a little bit at the start of this pandemic. But if they're still doing some remote classes, then some people still haven't learned that lesson. But an already difficult academic year was even more straining because he struggled to retain information from Zoom classes. And it goes on a little bit there. It's not very important. A year later, Robertson classes are entirely in person. His college has a vaccine and indoor mask mandate. Sucks for them. Here in New Hampshire, of course, the colleges and schools can't impose vaccine mandates.
Oh, but they would if they could.
They wanted to.
But they impose even off campus, off school time mask mandates still.
They do, yeah. And
they do what now?
If you, like, go to Walmart and you're a student and you're not wearing a mask, you can get kicked out.
Really?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yep, if you get told on.
Right.
I haven't heard that.
They're always students.
That's from Vincent, so I'm pretty sure it's true.
Yeah, he followed that pretty closely over the last couple of years. So if it's not true right now, it certainly was true last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it were still true right now. But the reason they can't do vaccine mandates at the government colleges here in New Hampshire is because there's a state law that prohibits them from doing that. So there can be no government-mandated vaccine passports here.
So, in addition to his college requiring a vaccine and indoor mask mandate, almost everyone he knows is living a, quote, normal life. And it put normal in quotation marks, so I don't know what it's getting at. His parents' house was full for Thanksgiving this year, and he's gathering with family again this winter at a ski resort. People don't want to talk about COVID anymore, he told me. Man, I feel that spiritually, dude. I wish there was anything in the news except it's all tornadoes. And it's all COVID. And I get it. You know, the average American is probably really interested in the tornadoes that just streaked across Tennessee and Kentucky and did a lot of damage. But
yeah, especially if they have loved ones there, for sure.
But as a libertarian, it's like, that's not really something I can really get a lot of ground out of talking about it on the radio. So it's not interesting to me as far as show prep goes. And all the rest of it is just COVID garbage.
Why is it that every time there's a national disaster, it just is on the news for the next month?
Because disaster sells, kind of like sex sells, like things that where people get hurt, people are in jeopardy, you know, governmental actions and such. These are the things that news takes a hold of, and they're, you know, they definitely see as how having getting people tune in.
Why don't they just have a natural disaster news channel? And then it doesn't have to be on, like, Fox News and everything else.
Well, there is the Weather Channel.
So people don't want to talk about COVID anymore. It's just not a thing that people enjoy doing, really. I don't think it was ever a thing that people enjoyed doing. It was just...
We do it out of necessity.
Yeah, everyone had to talk about it because we were told that it was everywhere and it was going to kill everyone.
We have to do something on the air, and when we, you know, decide what we want to talk about, at least in my case, I'm attracted to stories that have an effect on people or that could have an effect on people. That's why I don't like reporting on bills that the government puts in, like, oh, so-and-so put in this bill. Well, that's not really news yet. It's not news until the bill passes, and then it applies to everyone, right? So, like, whatever the crackdown is, there's a lot of stupid stuff that gets proposed that never actually passes. So I don't want to spend my time talking about something that probably won't pass or might not pass, so as far as politics is concerned. But COVID, I mean, there wasn't a process to that. It was just, boom, instantly. It was in your face. Instantly, mandates were being raised, and it was literally affecting everyone. So when you're doing talk radio, the topics you talk about, the less niche they are, the more likely people are to pay attention, right?
Yeah, I mean, if we hadn't talked about it, it would have been just this giant elephant in the room for the last, you know, 20 months or whatever.
Right.
It's like there was no avoiding talking about COVID-19 as much as we've hated it. We've been sick of talking about COVID-19 since February of 2020, but that's all there is to talk about.
It's the new normal.
So what is there to talk about with COVID that isn't just a drag from the rest of the life that we want to be getting on with? I'm starting to relate to Gen Z the more I hear from this guy.
Well, I mean, these poor Gen Z people, they barely even had a life, right?
Like, yeah, these just are... when they're starting adulthood, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so they haven't even had a chance to get out of college, a lot of these kids, right? Because, I mean, Bonnie, you are right on the edge. I believe you're still a millennial.
I'm supposedly the last year of millennial, but yeah. I reject that. It doesn't make sense
to me.
Wait,
so you want to be a Gen Z?
I just think that, like, 1995 to 1999 should be their own thing.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Like an in-betweener.
Yes.
Kind of thing. So, but, you know, and you're pretty young, so that would mean that the Gen Zs are just finishing college right now, basically. I'm the oldest side of them. Yeah. The younger Gen Zs are still in, you know,
high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Robertson echoes a feeling that has permeated the minds and lifestyles of many young people who have missed out on experiences, friendships, and milestones over the last 2 years of coronavirus disruption. No, of government disruption.
Yeah.
There's a sense of needing to make up for lost time and reclaim a sense of normalcy, even as case counts rise and new variants take root. For these cohorts of Gen Zers and Z-lineals,
there you go.
Those born roughly from 1993 to 1998.
Okay.
So those are Z-lineals.
Okay.
Okay.
I hate saying that. It sounds like a really bad French accent that's like forgetting the ma. It's like,
is it spelled with a Z-lineal. Or an X?
It's a capital Z.
Okay.
Thank goodness for that.
All right.
But Gen X would have put an X there just to be Gen X. So. They're once again learning and working in person. They're dining, drinking, and dancing indoors. They're traveling and celebrating birthdays and holidays, and they don't have plans to stop anytime soon. Omicron variant be damned. Good for them.
Yeah.
That's what we need, is people just going about their lives and saying, yeah, I'm not going to comply with that nonsense. If you want to lock down, you do you, but we're not locking down.
Mm-hmm.
It's still too early to determine just how disruptive the Omicron phase of the pandemic will be for most Americans. Evidently, New Hampshire had its first Omicron death, I think it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, here in Keene.
Huh.
Or at least here in Cheshire County. I don't know.
That's going to make the city council flip out.
When was that?
I saw it in the Sentinel, I think, today. The Delta variant.
The mask mandate is as good as happening. I mean, it's a done deal.
Yeah, we knew that.
I mean, it was almost guaranteed to happen, but now it's absolutely. They'll probably pass it this Thursday.
The Delta variant turned out to be much more transmissible than the original strain. I don't know how they came to that conclusion, but whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about people getting it again until the Omicron times, because
I'm still not hearing about people getting it. I'm hearing about case numbers and stuff like that, but Captain was recently sick. Did he have COVID?
I don't know, because why should someone go and find out?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm saying that, but I don't know for sure that these people even have COVID. It's just everybody's sick right now.
Then you're on their radar. Like, if I came down with something, I would just go ahead and get through it, or I die, right? Like, one or the other. And then, if I go ahead and get through it, then I'm done. I'm not going to go and get some kind of test, because then you're on their logs, and then they're going to start asking questions.
And their tests don't even work, and they admit it, they don't work.
Yeah, so who knows if it's even going to be accurate. Why bother?
I certainly wouldn't.
We got more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. If you're a Gen Z, you want to talk about, what are people around you saying about COVID and the crackdowns and stuff? Is this a story?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live.
join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about student loans. And Biden has made some promises about student loans that he ain't going to keep.
So you have his promises, and okay.
Yeah, we found them. So that is on the way, and of course your calls and thoughts are welcome here. We're talking about Gen Zs and their opinions on Corona and the current situation. You know, are they about sick and tired of all the obedience, sick and tired of all the mask wearing? We can continue with that discussion. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
Don't forget to check out Bitcoin.com, which is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just click Get Started. It's at the top of the page there at Bitcoin.com, and you can learn the basics. Just watch that first introductory video. You can watch more than one, of course, if you like. And dig as deep into the topic as you want over at Bitcoin.com. They've also got a great news site over at news.bitcoin.com, giving you the latest news headlines every single day from the world of cryptocurrency. It's news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Dee. She's on the line watching us on apparently Facebook over in Mobile, Alabama. Go ahead, Dee.
Well, Bonnie was talking about that she wasn't aware of anything since Omicron came on, nothing about Delta. And this summer, we were just deluged with Delta virus. Our hospitals were inundated, our emergency rooms. We had a lot of people dying. We had children that got sick and died. We had a lot of people that got sick but couldn't get in the hospital. And then we had just a boatload of people that got the virus but didn't get sick. But now we are very low on getting the virus because we reached herd immunity in Mobile.
I was referring to New Hampshire and, like, people I know.
Yeah, well, of course, a lot of times the government numbers are complete BS, right? So there's what they say, and then there's the reality of what's going on. You know, what about you personally, Dee? Did you know a lot of people who came down with coronavirus, and how many of them died from it?
I've known 10 people to die from it.
Wow.
I've known over 2 dozen that's got sick enough to go to the hospital and fight for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And by a miracle, they did overcome it. But they were in the hospital for like 3 months. And now I'm 72.
Yeah.
So I'm in that high-risk group, and I'm also in a retirement center.
So we went into
lockdown to protect us. And I have had the 2 shots. And a booster, but I don't go out now. I was in the mask and all that. I wear this little hat with a shield, clear shield, because I can't breathe in a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And I am cautious, especially this summer when it was so bad. But it's people now have kind of, they're COVID fatigued. And like I said, we had so many people get sick in Mobile that now people that refused to be vaccinated have the antibodies now because I got sick and got over it.
They've got the natural immunity to it. A lot of people would say, I think a lot of the more honest doctors and folks would say that getting the natural immunity is a stronger deterrent than getting a vaccination.
Well, by the time you've had 3 shots, you're equal to that natural immunity.
I don't know about that.
Now, yeah, and
I don't know if I buy that claim.
I'm not getting a 4th shot because I got sick with the 2nd shot. Mm. I mean, like, throwing.
Are you getting a 3rd shot?
She says she got a booster.
I've already gotten the 3rd shot. I got it in October. So, but I'm not going for a 4th shot. I mean, I think I'm sure I've been exposed to COVID. You know, especially this summer when it was just so rampant in Mobile.
This says,
and I didn't get sick. So,
this is a government website, and it says there were 22 cases in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And when I went to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, in
over
the beginning,
what time frame?
6 months. And when I went to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, in January 2021, nobody was wearing a mask. I went in to do an Uber Eats order to a Waffle House, and I was wearing a mask because I was doing Uber Eats, and then I realized nobody around me was wearing one, so I took it off. I went into the Walmarts, I went into many restaurants. Nobody wears masks in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and it says there is 22 cases in 6 months on this government website.
But in Mobile, Alabama, because I looked into it as well, they got wrecked in August.
We did.
Yeah, but maybe it's because you guys, like, walked down to save the old people. You're
well,
even admitting
in an old person's home.
You're admitting that you're doing better against Omicron because people got sick. Maybe the answer is just not to, you know, close down so old people live forever.
I don't know if she's saying that. I mean, I haven't heard her praising the lockdowns.
My field did not lock down. The place I lived in, my apartment complex, locked down.
Yeah, she's
but Mobile did not lock down. No, it did not.
She's in assisted living. So
no, I'm not in assisted living. I'm in independent living.
Oh, independent living. All right, sorry about that. But yes. You said some of your neighbors did pass away, although...
Yes, some of my neighbors passed away, and
although the reality is those people could have passed away anyway, right? Like, just because they're old.
No, why is there such a big discrepancy between Alabama, Tuscaloosa, and Mobile? Maybe it's the way people are handling it in those hospitals.
I don't know. What were you going to say, Dee?
Tuscaloosa is 300 miles from Mobile.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's no connection as far as what happens in Tuscaloosa and what happens in Mobile.
That's why I'm asking.
What were you going to say about your neighbors?
The people that died were healthy but old, but they were healthy. You know, they didn't. And then the people that fought for their lives were unhealthy and went to the hospital, had COPD and all that kind of stuff, and they made it, which was real strange.
That is strange.
You know, but they stayed in the hospital for three and a half months. And the bill for one of them was over $1 million.
Dee, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for sharing your story with us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So, yeah, she said that they had a tougher time there in Mobile, but now people, they got it. Most of them survived it.
Well, I can tell they did have a relatively tough time. The most average deaths over a 7-day period that I saw was like 10, and I don't know what that really means in real terms, so I couldn't really discuss it. But there was a huge spike for them.
Yeah.
It was the peak of COVID-19's of the entire pandemic for them was August of this year, for whatever reason.
And most people survived it, you know. I mean, if you're elderly, your chances are not as good, but still good. You're still likely to survive it if you're an older person. But obviously, if you are in that particular age category, you're probably more likely to know more people that didn't. Right?
Also true.
Just by basis of who you hang around with. 603-283-6160, that is the number here. So, Aria, you've been telling us about Generation Z and some of their opinions regarding COVID, and some of them are about sick and tired of hearing about it.
It's still too early to determine just how disruptive the Omicron phase of the pandemic will be for most Americans. By that, I mean it's still too early to determine how much the governments around the United States are going to freak out.
It's going to disrupt our lives.
And disrupt our lives using the Omicron variant as an excuse.
Yeah, it isn't wintertime yet.
The Delta variant turned out to be much more transmissible than the original strain and stunted summer celebrations with breakthrough cases and surges in unvaccinated communities. But many of the young people I spoke with for this story told me they aren't as worried now.
We'll continue in this. And also, I just realized we forgot the Ariana Grande propaganda song. So we'll have to play some of that for you coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A string of deadly tornadoes ripped through multiple states on Friday night, killing dozens of people. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear spoke to reporters Monday about the impact on his state.
Grays County Senior Center and Western Kentucky Allied Service Building, that's the Community Action Building, have been damaged so extensively, there's no way they can prepare meals for seniors. That's how mean this weather event was.
The Democratic governor adding that the tornado killed at least 74 people in his state. President Biden announced he will travel to Kentucky on Wednesday to survey the damage. No U.S. troops will be punished for an August drone strike in Afghanistan responsible for killing 10 civilians, including 7 children. It happened back in the capital city of Kabul just days after more than a dozen U.S. troops died in a suicide bombing. USA Radio News. The White House is continuing to push for the Build Back Better plan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying they want to see the president's Build Back Better agenda get passed into law as soon as possible, much like Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer does.
Leader Schumer continues to press forward with getting this done, making progress in advance of Christmas, and we're fully supportive of that.
Biden set to talk to Democratic Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, this afternoon. It's been exactly 1 year since the first coronavirus vaccine was released. The first doses of the Pfizer vaccine were rolled out on December 13, 2020. COVID-19 has killed more than 300,000 Americans. Hospitals were turning away sick people, and the outlook for Christmas was anything but joyous. The CDC saying as of this week, more than 237 million Americans have gotten at least one vaccine dose. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring in whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. We're raising funds for Give Directly. It's the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. And when I say extreme poverty, I'm not talking about somebody with, you know, two cell phones and three big screen TVs in their house like a lot of the quote-unquote poor people in the United States have. We're talking about people in counties in Kenya who are in dire need of help, people that need to walk for miles just to get drinkable water. That's what kind of poverty we're talking about. And in the past decade, the folks over at Give Directly have located recipients in need, over a million people, and used mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. Over $400 million has been sent to that over 1 million people in that time frame, helping people make big changes in their lives, like getting employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if that's what you prefer, we're matching your donations up to $30,000 in total. You can give to these folks over at give.freetalklive.com. These people are doing good work. We talked with the CFO on Thursday night last week. If you missed that interview and you want to learn more about the folks that Give Directly and what they're doing, I would check that out. It's in the first hour of the Thursday night show from last week. So check it out and go to give.freetalklive.com. There may not be a better way to help needy families in Kenya.
So whether you want to talk about COVID and Gen Z and crackdowns, we can get back into that. I know you had more from your article that you wanted to share, Aria, but let's take a moment just to sample the latest propaganda song. Now, we played the last Ariana Grande propaganda song, which was with this other this one's with a talk show host.
James Corden was the last
Corden
one.
Yeah, Corden was the last one. This is a different one. This was Jimmy Fallon with the same Ariana Grande. The last one was all about reopening. It was about New York City, and they had like dancers, and people were like dancing in the streets and wearing masks, and it was all pro-mask, pro-vaccine propaganda.
But I mean, celebrating that we're open again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would expect. I want to like these people like Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, and all of these others, but they're ultimately just commodities put forward by the pop community. They're mouthpieces to spread propaganda and catchy music.
Yeah, they're straight-up tools for the state, basically. Yeah. And Ariana Grande is apparently the worst of the worst because she's been in two of the most blatant, straight-up propaganda. I mean, that's all these songs are. They're not like... This one's even worse, I think, musically. Like, the last one was a parody of some Broadway song.
Yeah.
So there was actually, like, a song behind it that had some sort of, you know, Broadway history or
this
whatever.
This one is also some kind of, like, a joke, and I get that. It's not like they're actually, like, playing this song in the clubs and stuff like that.
No.
But it just makes
it's
me
terrible.
It just makes me hate Ariana Grande so much.
Oh,
it's so bad.
What's up, y'all?
Oh, and Megan Thee Stallion.
Ariana Grande and Jimmy Fallon. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to get those boosters.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It was a mad Christmas. We stayed in the house. We covered our nose and covered our mouths. But it's Christmas time. We'll be in line for a booster.
Is that Jimmy Fallon?
That's him.
Okay.
Auto-tuned.
Clearly. I was wondering how they were going to get him into it. And the headache left no doubt, so I just wanted to verify that that wasn't someone equally horrible with auto-tune, because you would never know.
Yep, so. We're going to spend our Christmas masked up and in line for a booster.
It was a last Christmas. We had a home. I can only get Wi-Fi.
If your singer is so bad that you have to use so much auto-tune that you can barely make out what they're saying afterward, just find a new singer. What about Ed Sheeran or whatever the guy who they used for the last one was? He's all about this pop commodity nonsense. Pimp him out.
But this music isn't even music. I mean, it's not even...
No, I hate everything about that drum beat, dude.
It's just the worst. It's just somebody went on the Casio keyboard, turned on the Bossa Nova or whatever, right? And then just, like, sang over it.
When my nephew was, like, 4, my sister got him one of those, like, kid drum sets. And
yeah.
They sound terrible. They sound better than this does, but still, that same basic beat was, he was capable of that.
Yeah.
As a 4-year-old banging on kid drums, right? And it was as good as what they're making.
We'll be in line for a booster.
This is basically just like Christmassy kind of imagery with the...
What the hell did she even just say?
I need someone to hold tonight.
Ariana Grande.
Why is she singing like that?
That's how she always sings, and it's so annoying.
She's looking out the window, and she's looking forward to... being in a mask, I guess.
She needs to take the mask off and take a deep breath before she sings another lyric.
Well, the weird thing is they're actually not singing in masks in this particular song.
Well, they got their booster, so they don't need a mask, right?
She did sing in a mask at the VMAs in 2020 with Lady Gaga, and
that's
it was so
terrible.
Retarded.
So it's about how last year they were alone. Don't tell me this year's the same. And then they're singing about it's a mass Christmas and get a booster. So it's like it sort of seems to be of two minds. Like on one hand, they're saying
it's
don't
mirroring
let this...
the propaganda that the government spews. It's very confused and has conflicting messages.
It is very conflicted. It seems like, well, okay, we want this to be back to normal. There's images of the two of them together in the same room, but then when she's singing,
I bet it's Photoshop.
They're sitting back to back, so I mean, it probably did shoot.
It probably would be easier to do that. I mean, based on the Casio keyboard they're using to make the music,
it's
probably a pretty low budget film. It's like just them in like some preschool area where the wall is like decked out in shapes and stuff.
No, they're just inside some generic looking house.
Oh, that's because the preschooler's playing the keyboard.
And this part. They actually have a...
Why would you cover your nose? Do they mean with a mask?
They mean with a mask.
It's weird because he's saying that's the last Christmas, but this Christmas is also mask Christmas, so what's the difference?
There's so much auto-tune that I can't really tell what he's saying, whether it's last Christmas or mask Christmas.
It was a masked Christmas is the official title of the song.
Oh.
And I think they might say last Christmas in the lyrics at some points. Anyway... This scene actually has a dancer. So the previous propaganda piece with Ariana Grande that we talked about had like a set of dancers, it was like a real production, right? This one they've got some unidentified dancer who's literally covered in masks. So imagine like the mummy.
Mask monster.
And it's like a total mask character. Like that's what their outfit is.
I thought you had to be kidding, but listeners out there, he is not kidding.
No,
it is a mummy made out of masks.
Hundreds of masks on this person, this dancer.
It is a swamp thing.
Yeah. I mean, you get the point.
So instead of spending your Christmas wearing a mask, you're going to spend it in line for a shot.
Am I
understanding this correctly? No. That's the message of the song?
Ian, please play the Megan Thee Stallion part.
Does it get worse or better?
It gets worse.
I'm jumping ahead to that.
This year's different. You can tell. Take those cows and jingle bells. Put Purell on everything. Turkey, eggnog, candy cane.
Put Purell on everything. Turkey, eggnog, candy cane. And it's got imagery of that.
It's like an ICP lyric. It's so bad.
It is terrible. And it's like, are they making fun of that? It almost seems like they're making fun of it, but this whole song takes the thing so seriously at the same time. It's like, what are they trying to say? Oh, by the way, as she's singing, she's got like Freddy Krueger hands with...
it's just her nails.
Yep.
But they're shots, right?
Yeah, she's got like injectors on her fingers, like Krueger.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us, whether it's on this god-awful propaganda music. I'm going to put that in air quotes.
In the most technical of terms, I believe it was in fact music.
That's some of the worst music I have heard in a long time. The beat is just completely unremarkable. The production is just crap, too. I mean, the only dancer they have is somebody dressed up in literally all masks, literally covering their entire body and face with as many masks as a human could possibly put on themselves. This song is called It Was a Masked Christmas, and it is available on the Jimmy Fallon Vivo channel if you want to see the whole horrifying presentation, including and the word I was looking for was syringe before, with this Megan Thee Stallion literally has syringes for fingernails on this. It's like, it's so silly at the same time as it is still taking this serious. Like, it still wants you to get, the whole message of the song is line up for a booster. That's what the main message is.
Jimmy Fallon, who is that? He's one of the late show people.
Yeah, one of those guys.
So he tries to be funny.
Tries to.
It sounds like this was his production. I can't imagine anyone on Ariana Grande's team or Megan whatever her name is team being like, hey, look, we need a male voice. Let's get Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And it's on his Vivo channel.
Right.
So I tend to think this is his idea. He was probably the one who put this nonsense together. And
at the behest of whoever his handlers are.
Yeah, so for Jimmy Fallon, I guess it's not as bad as it could have been, but I suspect he also wrote the music based on how badly he writes comedy. That's what I would expect from his music.
It reminds me of how Aria was saying she hates Christmas music in general because it still has this religious, like, a message behind it most of the time. This is the new version of that. It's the new religion.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of Christmas music is completely secular and has no religious message behind it whatsoever, but it's still awful.
Yeah, well, I'm conflicted on that note. Like, the religious music for Christmas is usually pretty good, pretty well written, but the secular Christmas music is freaking terrible because it's written to be poppy and catchy and all of that stuff, and the religious music wasn't.
Yeah. There's some songs you just wouldn't even know actually have like a religious message in them. Like Ian didn't know Santa knows we're all God's children. That makes everything right. Was part of that one song.
I've never heard that lyric.
Yep.
What song is it from?
That makes everything right. So fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
I don't think I've ever heard
Santa
that
Claus
song.
Is coming to town.
Oh, Santa Claus! Here comes Santa Claus!
Here comes Santa Claus!
Sorry, I had to sing it to remember.
I don't recall ever hearing that song in its entirety. I guess is that like the second verse or something?
I don't know. It's just one of the.
Didn't Frosty the Snowman also have like several verses?
There's a lot of those, and the thing is, that's like a hymn, so it's almost like, you know, they're not even hiding that it's like Christian.
There's a couple of other images in this video I just want to mention. Again, I stopped playing this about a halfway through because there's really not much else.
For that.
Yeah, there's not much else you're going to get out of this. You got how bad the music is. You got the message that they're trying to push. And there's this really weird scene where up until the point, up in about 2 minutes and 20 seconds into this 3 minute long travesty, there is a scene where Fallon and Ariana Grande are in their little living room environment that they've been in for most of the video, and for most of the video, they've been unmasked in that environment, and they've been sitting face-to-face or back-to-back or whatever as they're doing their singing in this case. And then, for some reason, they appear with masks on, singing, but the face on the mask, there's like an image, like a computer-generated video playback, essentially, over top of the mask. And it's the other person's face. So Fallon has Ariana Grande's face on his face singing, and Grande has Fallon's face, both of them wearing masks, with the other person's face on the mask. It's a very disturbing, bizarre image, and I don't really know what to make of it. It's just
strange.
Is that
Jimmy Fallon saying like he wants to
gender swap?
I don't know. Wear Ariana Grande skin or some weird Buffalo Bill stuff?
It's just funny. This is just good comedy.
There was nothing funny about any of it.
No, it's awful.
As a comedy writer, Jimmy Fallon should be ashamed of having produced this. And as musicians, Ariana Grande and Megan, whatever she is.
That's what their music always sounds like.
Is it always that bad?
This bad? I mean, this is god-awful.
The singing from Ariana Grande, if that's how she actually
sings
all the time,
sings.
I can't imagine why anyone listens to that. That's horrible.
I was so scared and just really unhappy when I heard she was going to be on Lady Gaga's newest album. And then the song came out, and she doesn't do it as bad. And so it was pretty good. But her average songs by herself, I don't really listen to any of them.
I like Lady Gaga because she knows that she's just a commodity, that she's just a mouthpiece for, you know, pop culture and propaganda, and she's 100%. She'll tell you that, right? So I like her for that reason, because she has that self-awareness. And fine, I mean, if that's what she wants to do as a career, that's fine. Not necessarily a big fan of the music, but whatever. She's having a good time. She knows what she is, and she's okay with that. Good.
But then when Stephanie comes out and she starts acting like Stephanie, she's so annoying.
That's
I don't know what the hell
name.
Any of that means.
Her real name is Stephanie Germanotto. When she acts like herself, it's just so annoying.
She actually goes out of character these days?
She goes out of her character so often these days, especially when she has brown hair, and it's so annoying.
My mind is blown.
Yeah.
See, I once genuinely wondered if Maynard James Keenan of Tool was Lady Gaga, because it seemed like some kind of garbage he would do, and they look kind of similar.
Wow. Anyway, that's it. There's not much else to say about this. So let's get back into Generation Z, who I presume this is targeted at. You know, these sorts of videos are targeted at young people because, I mean,
the music's too basic
this.
For adults to listen to, right? I don't know.
Who would listen to this? Who would actually listen to this?
This is not making anyone's top year raft Spotify 2021 playlist for sure.
Well, and also, here's the other thing is now YouTube has gotten rid of the dislike count. Right, so you
have they?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh, yeah, YouTube, there's still a dislike button, so you can still, as a user, press dislike, but you cannot see how many other people have done the same thing.
There's an add-on where you can.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that for some reason that you saw that, but it's...
Oh, they're going to turn that off at some point.
I mean, I know in the past you could, like, disable that for your own videos. Yeah, is no, that what's going on here? No, it's just by default.
I don't think there's another option. Now, Bonnie's saying there's some sort of a plug-in that you can get that'll somehow reveal that data. I guess YouTube still has that data maybe in the web pages, and they're just covering it up or something. But it'll only be a matter of time before YouTube stops relaying that data to the page.
They've always done this with the comments, which I always thought was really annoying, because anytime I see a comment that's just so stupid and has a whole lot of likes, I want to give it a thumbs down. But it doesn't give, it doesn't take away from the likes, and then there's no count for the dislikes. So yeah, that's what they've always done for comments, and now they're doing it for the videos.
Yes, somebody in the comments, four comments down, says this song is exactly why YouTube removed the dislike counter.
You know, I can't disagree.
Yeah.
I mean, the dislike counter has been there for a long time. It's either that or because, you know, the whole government coming after Facebook feeding negative reactions and stuff like that. So YouTube's like, okay, we're going to get ahead of this and just take away the dislike button. But they're still using it in their algorithms, certainly.
Somebody else says, this is seriously something out of Black Mirror.
Never seen it.
I've not seen it either, but I've heard a lot about it. It's supposed to be this sort of dystopian, futuristic show where things are really terrible.
I guess it was more like a modern Twilight Zone where every episode was like different.
That's what I've heard.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I've heard about it.
Never seen it, though.
So back to Gen Z. You were sharing some opinions, some Gen Zers, about the ongoing COVID insanity.
The author says, many of the young people I spoke with for this story told me they weren't...
And where was this published? I'm sorry. Once again.
The Atlantic.
Okay, thanks.
That they aren't as worried now. Part of that response comes from pandemic fatigue, but most of this feeling is a result of the new risk calculus they have developed for how they want to live their lives. As a member of this generation, so the author, evidently Gen Z as well, I can confirm as much from what I've observed among friends. To be honest, if anything, I feel like I fall into the mindset of, I am vaccinated, so I'm just going to do me, said Jacob, a 23-year-old living in Baltimore. He asked to be identified by his first name only because he has a job that doesn't permit him to talk with the press, strangely enough. Other young people I spoke with said they just haven't kept up with COVID-related news. They're worried about final exams, job applications, and seeing their friends before the holiday break, which makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. I know when I was in college, I wasn't paying any attention to what the hell was on the news. I was worrying about other things. They want to take more trips and go to concerts. So they're not paying attention. They just want to see their friends. They want to go to concerts. They want to go on trips.
It sounds to me like they're all vaccinated.
They're young people who want to be young people.
Yeah, and it sounds like they believe that the key to that is to be obedient. They're not interviewing people who are actually freedom, you know, oriented folks. These are just city dwellers.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. If you want to share more, you can. We got hour number three on the way. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.